Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A manhunt is underway for a man who jumped naked into the massive shark tank at Ripley's Aquarium, swimming amongst the 14 sharks to cheers and jeers before barely escaping. After his one-man show Friday night, he was told the police were on their way, and then he yanked on his pants, held the shoes in his hand, and fled with a woman, leaving his hoodie and T-shirt behind.
So what was the reason for it?
Well, No, police issued an alert and a photo of the man, only showing his face. His naked stunt also revealed other distinguishing features like tribal tattoos down his calf and a bicep tattoo. While the stunt was greeted largely with merriment by onlookers and social media, the aquarium is not amused, and the stunt fired up social media over the weekend. By Monday night, however, it took an unpleasant turn when police said the swimmer is believed to also be a man wanted for a serious assault 2 hours before. Police said David Weaver is wanted for mischief for the nude swim, as well as assault causing bodily harm after a man was attacked outside of Medieval Times dinner show.
So he goes from Medieval Times over to the aquarium?
Yeah, it's kind of the way
it works. This guy's making the rounds.
The aquarium's internal security video shows the man arriving an hour before closing. Although the attraction was hosting a jazz night with a cash bar, the swimmer pretty much headed straight for what they call the Dangerous Lagoon, which is a recreation of three tropical lagoons with a rocky foliage, rocks and foliage, and nearly 3 million liters of water.
Welcome to the lagoon.
Oh, yes. It's
perfect for a good swim. Enjoy.
So the man made his way to the overlook at the exhibit. He disrobed, he climbed over a security barrier, and jumped into the tank with the sharks.
That's stupid.
Video showed on social media showed the man swimming calmly around in the pool. One video through glass from under the water captures several sharks nearby. Rather than showing any interest in his flailing legs, they quickly scooted away. The man then returned to the edge of the pool where he first jumped in and paused. Looking up, he says, "I can't get out." He looked for another egress and backstroked to an easement where aquarium staff stood. Onlookers are heard exclaiming he's completely naked. At the easement, he started to climb out, revealing a full moon to an outcry from onlookers, as if in response, just when he is almost out, suddenly he did a high backflip into the water, revealing his underbelly and his
junk,
his dingle.
That's an aquatic term.
An even louder uproar occurred.
Well, they keep the sharks fed, obviously, so they don't eat the other fish in the tank, but still, it's effing dangerous.
A woman is then seen handing him his clothes, and that's about when security informed him police had been called, and he darted out of the building partially clothed. So they are trying to track this guy down.
It might have been a delightful prank, you know, if he had not had the assault earlier at the other place.
Yeah. The notorious Louisville Gnome Bandit is back in handcuffs for a second manhunt. Thursday, Barton Bishop was arrested after falling out of the attic of a home where he was hiding. He was taken into custody. Police posted about his arrest on Facebook, saying that tips led them to his hiding spot. Bishop was injured when he fell from the attic. They didn't say how badly hurt he was.
Was he keeping the gnomes up there?
No. Before this latest manhunt, though, Bishop eluded police for weeks this summer. He was accused of stealing from yards and porches.
Look at
dozens of people reported missing gnomes, lawn ornaments, plants, and other items, some of which held great sentimental value. The thefts went on for most of June.
Any reason for this?
They don't know. Bishop was eventually spotted on a Ring doorbell camera and identified by police as the man responsible for the multitude of thefts. After a manhunt that lasted more than a month, Bishop was discovered at a campground in Georgia. He was arrested and charged with 67 charges of receiving stolen property. He was extradited back to Louisville and faces charges. He posted bond and was released. And on September 18th, he was indicted on dozens of theft charges. He failed to show for his court date on a bench warrant, or a bench warrant was issued, and that prompted the latest search, and then he fell out of the ceiling in an attic that he was hiding in.
Imagine you're doing jail time. You have to tell the convict you're with it was for stealing lawn gnomes.
Gnomes. But they got him. A Walter Burrow, South Carolina man and a cancer survivor claims he was asked to leave a convenience store because of his disfigured face. Yeah, this is horrible. Kirby Evans underwent surgery 7 years ago to remove basal cell carcinoma, and he lost both his nose and left eye as a result. So he looks you know, it's yeah. you see him, it's a little startling.
Yeah.
The 65-year-old said when he visited...
Wouldn't hurt to try to have some compassion.
Yeah. The Forks pit stop Monday to buy a snack and a drink. When he sat down at a table in the store to eat, the manager allegedly grabbed him by his shirt and pulled him into her office, Kirby's daughter Brandy had told in a Facebook post. Brandy said the manager allegedly told her father that he would have to cover his face to eat at the convenience store or leave. She said he went home in tears to tell me what had happened. My father was discriminated against because of the way he looks. He cannot help what the cancer did to him. Kirby echoed this statement. He said the words that came out of the person's mouth hurt me so deeply. How can a person eat anything with his face covered? Brandy, who said on Facebook her father is trouble wearing an eye patch because it rubs the eye socket and where his nose was, rubs it raw. He's on a fixed income, so somebody created a GoFundMe account for him, and
to get him the prosthetic,
raising more than $2,500 of his $10,000 goal as of Friday. I don't know if it's for a prosthetic, but it's just I'm gonna give this guy some money.
I mean, and then you go over, you grab him by the shirt. Come here, you.
Yeah, a representative for the store did not return calls. And then one last story: burning random items in a backyard pool, including a hot tub, didn't work out well for a man who is now facing a citation for illegal burning. Jonathan M. Geeman was cited after police went to his house, and they found he burned a hot tub in an in-ground pool behind a home. So he
put the hot tub in the pool and then set it on fire?
That's exactly it. Other items were being burned as well.
All right, for the third time, what was the reason?
Police were notified because the fire got out of control due to the foam insulation in the hot tub.
I hate that hot tub.
Which caused the siding on the back of his house to melt. So he melted his house in the process. The citation was for violating a burning ordinance. So I don't know why he did it. But
it's my house. I want to burn my hot tub in my pool.
Oh, my God. There are some people that are like that.
And maybe... what happened to America?
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A schoolboy had his drink spiked with Viagra by a classmate. This was while they were on a school trip in Berlin.
There you go.
The 15-year-old had been on a 6-day trip to the German capital when the incident happened. 80 pupils were on the trip when they were learning about the Cold War and the Holocaust.
I don't care about Cold War. I'm horny.
The 15-year-old had been on a 6-day trip to the German capital. It was said the youngster's first ever trip, and he was left humiliated after news of what happened spread to another school. The boy's father said he did it to be nasty, meaning the person who put it in there, and advertised it on Snapchat as well. The 16-year-old who spiked the drink has since been suspended for 2 days. The boy's father said that he should have received a harsher punishment.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, he put chemicals in the kid's drink.
2-day suspension for putting a child's life in danger is appalling, the father said. Viagra can be dangerous for men who have heart problems. It's not known how the boy got a hold of the drug, which is not allowed for those under 18 years of age.
Yeah, I was surprised when he said 2 days.
Yeah. A woman accused of pulling a smoking device from a place not often associated with smoking was arrested. Police jailed Patricia Tooley, 52 years old, on 3 charges of the incidents. She reportedly plucked a burnt crack cocaine pipe from her private parts and gave it to a sergeant.
Wow.
You're
going to want to clean that.
You can keep that.
Yeah.
The case began when police...
It smells like spam.
...went to an apartment complex. A man reported being in his apartment... Smells like spam.
Smells like spam.
A man reported being in his apartment and hearing a commotion. The man went outside and saw two women fighting. He heard a woman identified as Tooley say the police were coming.
The police are coming.
Next he said, Tooley.
Oh, Jesus, I got a crack pipe in my cooter.
Uh-oh. Next he said, Tooley lowered her shorts and inserted something.
You put it right up there.
It was
a little pouch of God made for me.
It wasn't immediately clear whether her shorts had pockets.
What shorts?
Tooley was arrested and taken to the county jail where investigators say she removed a glass cylindrical object from inside of her and turned it over to a sergeant.
No pizza or bagel that I didn't finish this morning.
Oh, my God. Keeping it warm.
Nice and toasty the way I like it.
The pipe had burn marks and was identified by police as...
Oh, yeah, I'm right. I've nailed that voice.
Crack cocaine smoking device. You're right, Steve.
Yeah, we're looking at the mugshot.
Oh, man.
I know.
One more story?
Yeah.
Okay. God, they're all bad. I can't do that. Let's end with this story.
I can check myself and see if there's a shorter story.
I love this. I love this story. Someone put googly eyes on a statue in Savannah's Johnson Square on Thursday, and city officials don't think it's funny. It's actually hilarious. You've got to see a
googly
picture.
Googly eyes
it.
Are funny.
On the Facebook page, it said, "It may look funny, but harming our historic monuments and public property is no laughing matter." Look at this picture up here.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. It looks funny.
In fact, it says it is a crime. We are hoping to find the person responsible. If you have information, please call the Savannah Police Department.
Well, they're adhesive. You can just take them off.
Yeah, trespassing charges, though, will be filed because the culprit had to cross a fence to do the deed. Security camera footage is being reviewed to help police department determine when the eyes were put on and who may have done it. There wasn't any damage to the statue.
There's a great SNL bit where Christopher Walken is a florist and he sells the plants and he puts googly eyes on them to make them. No. It's just a weird skit, but
I love it.
Googly eyes are funny.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.